starts now. It's Williams Means Business with Larry Williams and Vodafone. Be a ready business on News Talk ZB.
Good evening. It is now 6:07. Well, the construction industry wants its own minister. Industry heads say they're under the pump to meet housing and infrastructure demands and want the next government to step up. The sector's more valuable than ever, with an estimated spend of more than $30 billion a year. David Kelly is the president of New Zealand Construction Industry Council, and David Kelly is with me. Hi, David, and thank you very much.
Yeah, good evening, Larry. How are you?
I'm good. So we already have a Minister for Building and Construction. This is Nick Smith, of course. So what's different about what you're requesting here?
So what we have at the moment is three different ministers that we think should be combined into one. We have a Minister of Building and Construction, as you say, who's largely focused on the regulatory side of construction, have a separate Minister of Infrastructure, and we know in terms of, say, the housing in Auckland, infrastructure and housing have to work together. And then thirdly, we have another minister who looks at government procurement, and particularly I'm thinking about construction procurement, and that has a major impact on the efficiency and productivity of the sector. So we're not seeing good evidence that those three ministers are coordinating together, and that flows through into officials who are really only responsible to a minister for that part. So what we're saying is you need to work all of that together, and one senior minister who's responsible for all of that will deliver much better results for New Zealand.
Right. What do you think the benefits would be if you merge construction infrastructure? I mean, you're right. They're not detached, are they? They basically go hand in hand, don't they? So what do you see?
Well, they do.
Yeah. What would the benefits be?
Oh, well, I think then you have a much more rounded discussion. But if you're talking about specific outcomes, one of the pieces of work that's been done more than once is thinking about how do you improve productivity. So if we were to improve productivity, say labour productivity in the construction sector by 5%, we'll save $1.5 billion every year. And it has been pointed out, that was the cost of the Waterview connection in Auckland. You could save that money every single year just by some better coordination. Really tangible results for New Zealand.
And have we been out of good ideas, do you believe? We need fresh ideas?
I think we need some fresh thinking, someone who's going to bring that together and someone who will look at the whole rather than just their part of it. And I think, you know, I'm sure, you know, Larry, when you're challenged to look more laterally, you find new ideas because you can put those things together. When you're just looking at a narrow landscape, you know, you tend not to be creative, I think.
Right. Well, there's ideas, isn't there, David? They're just not being implemented. So tell me this.
Yeah.
What is the state at the moment, the challenges that the construction sector is facing under the current system?
So what we're facing is, let's say we talk to the Minister of Building and Construction and we say, look, government procurement is really important. And the answer is, well, look, that's not my portfolio. I just want to talk about the building code. So if I explain why procurement's really important, Larry, I'll give a bouquet and a brick bat. The Ministry of Building, Innovation and Employment have done some great work on government procurement for construction, really good guidelines. The problem is they're not compulsory. So individual ministries don't need to use them. And we have had situations frequently where a government agency will come out and say, we're using a standardised contract, but then there's pages and pages and pages of special conditions. So the construction companies or the consultants, they employ lawyers to say, what does this stuff mean? What are we signing up to? They go back, try and argue. They build an extra cost, and it's just completely unnecessary. Mm. So this is wasting time, and it's locking out innovation.
Are you seeing right now a slowdown in construction activity?
There's certainly some constraints around access to labour. There's some issues around access to finance. And so that's another area where a senior minister would be able to say, OK, I need to think about those issues as well, not just think about the regulatory side.
Do we need more, you say, the funding and labour? Do we need more foreign investment coming in for infrastructure?
Yes, I think so. And I think there's been some good moves there, but I think we're going to have to look at that harder again.
Thank you for coming on the program, David. Appreciate it.
That is
David Kelly, who is president of the New Zealand Construction Industry Council. News Talk ZB, it is now 6:12.